It's a couple of minutes after 9 o'clock, and it's probably my favorite time of the week here where we do an album in its entirety and uninterrupted. First, we'll give you side one and then side two of what I consider some of the greatest music of all time, that and the way music should be heard. You should hear albums in their entirety. Let's talk about today's album. Machine Head is the sixth studio album released by Deep Purple. It was recorded during December of 1971 in Montreux, Switzerland, and released in March of 1972. It's often cited as a major influence in the early development of heavy metal music. Commercially, it is their most successful album, topping the charts in several countries following its release. The album reached number one in the United Kingdom and stayed on the top 40 for 20 weeks. It reached number seven here as an album in the United States in August of 73 and remained in the Billboard Top 200 for 118 weeks. Deep Purple initially planned to record Machine Head in December of 71 at the Montreux Casino in Switzerland. A mobile recording studio owned by the Rolling Stones had been booked and hotel reservations were made. But lead singer Ian Gillan contracted hepatitis, canceling a forthcoming tour of America. The band placed all of their plans on hold, and Gillan was advised by his doctor to spend the next few months recuperating. Nevertheless, enthused by the new project, the band traveled to Switzerland to begin recording. The casino was a really large arena built in a complex of casinos, restaurants, and other entertainment facilities. The band had performed there in May of 71 and enjoyed both the location and the jazz festival itself that Claude Nobs, the founder, had discovered. Among others, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, and Black Sabbath had all performed there. The casino closed for refurbishments in each winter, and so the band arrived there on December 3rd. One last concert date remained, following which the band, of course, was to have the location themselves. Frank Zappa's concert on December 4th at the casino was made infamous when a member of the audience fired a flare into the building's roof. Although there were no fatalities, the resulting fire ruined Deep Purple's plans. Nobs relocated the band to a nearby theater called The Pavilion, where they recorded the basic tracks for the album. A new location at The Pavilion was going to be impractical. It was nearby residents were flooding the local police stations, switchboards, complaining about the noise the band made. And although police were prevented from entering the building by the band's roadies, who held the venue's doors shut, the band was quickly evicted from that. The supporting tour for Machine Head included a trip to Japan that would later become the double live Made in Japan album. Machine Head contains classical blues influences. Ritchie Blackmore confirmed that the chord progression for the solos in Highway Star was inspired by the work of 18th century composer Johann Sebastian Bach. The song was actually composed by Blackmore and Gillan at the start of the Fireball gigs on a bus traveling to Portsmouth Guildhall in response to a question from a member of the press as how the band created their material. So, glad you're here. Join us now for side one of Machine Head, Deep Purple. uninterrupted and in its entirety. That was side one, Deep Purple, Machine Head. That song, Never Before. You know, Machine Head hit the number one spot on the British charts within 7 days of its release, remaining there for 2 weeks before returning in May for a further week. Here in the United States, on initial release back in 72, the album peaked at number 34. The album then peaked at number 7 the following year when Smoke on the Water became a hit, and the album remained in the Billboard charts after that for nearly 2 years. The first single released from the album was a song we just heard, Never Before. It reached only number 35 from the UK and didn't chart here in the United States. It was because Smoke on the Water had already been killing here. And Smoke on the Water, by the way, is easily identified by its central theme, which was developed by guitarist Ritchie Blackmore. It's a four-note blues scale melody in G minor, harmonized in parallel fourths. The riff, played on a Fender Stratocaster Electric by Blackmore, is later joined by a hi-hat and distorted organ. Then the rest of the drums and electric bass parts before the start of Ian Gillan's vocal. Blackmore later claimed that the main power chord riff is an interpretation of Inversion of Symphony No. 5 by Beethoven. And that Blackmore says he owes Beethoven a lot of money. Wow, I never knew that. That's really cool, actually. John Lord doubles on the guitar part on a Hammond C3 organ played through a distorted Marshall amp, creating a tone very similar to that of the guitar. Blackmore usually plays the main riff using a finger pluck. A performance of this, by the way, by the original lineup, was filmed in 1973 in color during a U.S. concert in New York City. So join us now for Side 2, Uninterrupted in its entirety. This is Machine Head by Deep Purple.
We'll be right back.
I feel so much better now. That's the way an album should be heard, uninterrupted and in its entirety. That was side two, Deep Purple's Machine Head. Really the genesis of metal and heavy metal, Deep Purple. I strongly suggest you check out the 40th anniversary edition of Machine Head. It was released a few years back by EMI. It's fantastic. It's a 5-disc set accompanied with a fully illustrated 60-page hardback booklet. It includes the original album, which you just heard, the remaster CD, which has an additional song on it that was reconfigured specifically for that CD. It also has Roger Glover's 1997 mixes and a total of about 35 or 40 unbelievably great songs and mixes of other songs. Again, Deep Purple's Machine Head, strongly suggested you pick it up. And I love hearing albums in their entirety. I hope you enjoy this as well. We'll do it again.